The target date for the eradication of polio used to be the year 2000, but as sporadic outbreaks of the paralyzing disease continue in countries such as India and Nigeria, international health officials kept moving the date forward. They're adopting a new strategy with the hope of seeing the last case of polio by the end of 2005. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
For the last 7 years, Ellen Ogden of the U.S. Agency for International Development has been monitoring the effort to eradicate polio. In 1999, when she was at a refugee camp in Angola, she saw the challenge firsthand. Vaccinators were telling her they couldn't find many infants. She knew they had to be there, so she ducked into several dirt-floored, plastic-roofed shelters and talked to the women inside. Many times, the same thing happened.
I said, "Do you have any infants here?" And the mother would lift up the tablecloth and pull out an infant sleeping in a basket. And when you ask, "Why didn't you get the child vaccinated?" they said, "Well, I didn't want to wake the baby up."
Missing those babies comes at a cost. Polio is a paralyzing disease. It spreads easily in crowded places with poor sanitation. The problem has been severe in one of India's northern provinces, says Yves Berger-Venn. He's with UNICEF, which is part of the global initiative.
Every year, nearly 5 million children are born in that state, 400,000 each month. So if you miss 15% of the children, then you could miss very large numbers of children.
That's what's been happening. And India had 1,600 cases of polio last year. It was supposed to be gone by now. UNICEF's Ogden says polio eradicators are figuring out what they have to do.
It's learning how to ask the right questions, and it's gaining the trust of people. And it's digging and probing a little bit more to find every missed child.
That takes a lot of effort. So the initiative is going to stop something it did in 93 countries last year, National Polio Vaccination Days, where health workers fan out across a country and give polio vaccine drops to every child they see. Now the initiative will give 80 of those countries money for support services, transportation for health workers, vaccine, labs capable of testing for polio, but no special effort to have separate vaccination days for polio. The initiative will instead focus on only 13 countries, 7 including India, where polio is still being transmitted, and another 6 where they suspect there could be a flare-up. The effort will include getting more women onto the vaccination teams, since mothers in many developing countries are more likely to let women into their homes, and more rigorous record-keeping. UNICEF's Berger-Venn.
What we need to do is to ensure that we focus on those countries where the disease is still circulating. We need to strengthen the coverage, making sure we reach every child with polio vaccines, because the coverage up to now in those countries, in particular India, Nigeria, was not what it should be.
The new timeline for polio eradication by the end of the year 2005 is achievable, says Bill Fagey. He's a fellow with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has given $75 million towards polio eradication and also contributes to NPR's coverage of health issues. Fagey was a key player in getting rid of smallpox, the only human disease that's ever been eradicated. He says polio is tougher than smallpox. One reason is that people can spread the virus to others even if they never get sick themselves.
You didn't have people who were sick with smallpox but not showing illness. Therefore, you always had markers of where the virus was. You could actually follow, even after the disease, because people would get pock marks, where it had been. And you had the added advantage with smallpox, it was possible to vaccinate after exposure and prevent the disease. None of these things are true with polio.
Other challenges include loss of interest by funders as polio stubbornly persists in a few pockets of the world. And should the eradication be successful, whether vaccination, which carries a health risk, should end in the face of the potential use of the virus as a bioweapon. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.
The Global Polio Eradication Initiative is at npr.org.